This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Mishnah. Our boss is Shechali is b'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, what do you do? So the Tanakhama says, Mevohari nesakeh l'bifnei ha-Shabbos. You have to get rid of all chomes before Shabbos. Don't rely on the possibility that you can eat it up on Shabbos. So get rid of all chametz before Shabbos. And on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, eat only non-chametzdike things. They say, don't worry, you leave all the chametz over and eat it up. Get busy on Shabbos eating it up. Only they say, not only that, say even Tumah. That Tumah needs Kehanim. So even then Tumah, you can leave also Tumah's chametz, because you'll call in Kehanim from the street and tell them to get busy eating up the chametz. They say Bizman. Bizman means Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. Don't have to do the Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar and Sodeh came out, Tumah, you don't have so many eaters who says a Kayan will be available. And if it's chametz, you can't keep it. So Milifnei HaShabbos. Tumah, you have to get rid of before Shabbos. Becholin, there you can rely on yourselves to eat it up. Bizman, you can eat it up Erev Shabbos. Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Say that. Once my father was for Shabbos in the place of Yavne. Behold, it happened to fall out al Boshel is with Shabbos. There came a man named Zunin, who was Mamuna, who was appointed as the major domo of the household of Rabban Gamliel. The Omar said, he gira eis levoyas hachometz. It was on Shabbos. So he came and told us it's time to get rid of the chametz. So we see they kept the chametz to Shabbos. Volachti acher ab, went after my father, and together we'll be on the chametz. We got rid of the chametz. What they did, they didn't tell us. Whether they fed it to behemoths, or they ate it up themselves, or called up visitors, they ate up the chametz. However, in the Mishnah we see that it makes one exception, that tumah, they had to get rid of it before Shabbos. Say that inside. The Mishnah holds, also you can eat chametz on Shabbos, but you have to leave over just exactly what you need. Tanakhama also says you can leave over enough chametz to eat, only enough, just what you need to eat, not a little more. And the Chachamim say, don't worry about it. You can leave over a lot of chametz, because in case you won't eat it yourself, you call in people to help you eat it up. So nobody says you have to eat Pesach de Gefuz. Everybody says you can have some chametz left over to eat on Shabbos. The question is, how much? Tanakhama said, only exactly what you need to eat. And the others say, no. Baita. The Mishnah. The man is going Erev Pesach now. Erev Pesach. To shecht his korban Pesach. Or he's going lomel is good to do a mitzvah of milah. Or lechol sudas eras in Rebbe's chametz. That's also considered an important thing. He's going to eat the sudas eras. Some learn he's going to be mekadesh his kala at that time. He's going in the house of his future father-in-law to be mekadesh the kala, make his sudas eras. The chuppah he didn't make the 12 months later, but he's going for an important mitzvah. He can't send somebody else in his place. All these three cases, he can't send somebody else. And he remembered, he had chametz in his house. And there's nobody left in the house to get rid of the chametz. So he'll have chametz in the house when Pesach comes. It's Erev Pesach. If he's able to go back home and get rid of the chametz and return in time to do the mitzvah that he's engaged in doing, like you call him Pesach, or Lomel is Benoi, or to be present at the Sudas Eros and Beis Chomir, Yalzi should go back via Yavoyah and get rid of the chametz. But if not, if he goes back, he'll miss doing the mitzvahs that he has to do. He won't have time to come to the court to make the korban Pesach, or to mal his son, or to eat the Sudas Eros. Mevatlo belivai, he's mevatlo the chametz, and that's enough. Although the Chachamim said, even though you're mevatlo, You have to be mevayeh, you have to get rid of the chametz. You need beer besides, you need bdikas chametz and beer besides betel. Still, since medaraisa betel is enough, in a case where they lose out from these mitzvahs, he goes back, so they let him, they allow them to rely on betel. Mevatle believer. Say that. But suppose he is going lahatzil min anochrim to save some Jews from goyim who are attacking them, it's pikuach nefesh, or min hanohor, or to save somebody from a flood, or min alistim from robbers that are attacking them, or min aleka from a fire, or min amapeles, or a case where the house caved in. All these things are urgent things, pikuach nefesh things. So even though he can go back and still return in time to do these mitzvahs, he shouldn't even do it. He shouldn't even try to go back. Yevatel belibai. He should be vatel lachametz. Because we're afraid, if he goes back, who knows what might happen. So we don't give him any opportunity to lose this mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. So even though he thinks he can go home and get rid of the chametz and come back again, and do what he has to do? No, he shouldn't go back. Suppose he's going to spend Shabbos or Yontif, to spend Yontif with somebody. Reshus means not a through this eres and reshom. It's just a place where it'll be a pleasure to be with his friends. But not because it's a chiv, it's a reshus. It's an optional thing. Then, Yazim, he has to go back. It means even though he won't be able, if he'll go home, to continue on his journey, to go to his friend's house, he'll be stuck at home, he has to do it. For the sake of the mitzvah of Bir Chometz, he has to go home, and even though he loses the opportunity to be with his friends for Yontif. Say that. Okay, now this was talking about the mitzvah of Bir Chometz. Now another mitzvah. Chay Misha Yosef Yerushalayim. He went out of Yerushalayim, now, Besar Kedesh, let's say, Koshim Kalim, you go out of Yerushalayim, it becomes posel. So you have to burn it up. But the real mitzvah of burning it is in the Harabayas. That's where you have to burn it. Or in the Azor, you have to burn it. But here is far away, so we say, does he have to go back? That's not Erev Pesach. He's on his journey someplace. But he's going out of Yerushalayim and he has a piece of meat that's Kedesh. And the meat has become possible because it's out of Yerushalayim already. Does he have to go back? So we say as follows. If he passed a certain radius that you cannot see Yerushalayim anymore, Yerushalayim is surrounded by hills. If he's so far, he can't see Yerushalayim anymore, then we say he doesn't have to go back. So if we make him let him burn up the piece of meat of Kedesh where he is. If he didn't pass Sefer, he can still see Yerushalayim. He has to go back. He burns it with Ne'abiro. That means in the sight of the Beis Hamikdash. That means in the Azorim. Me'atzei Amarocha. That's a leniency. He doesn't have to use his own wood, but since he's just a visitor in Yerushalayim and he's going home, so he doesn't have wood of his own, so they allow them to use the Atzei Marocho for the purpose of burning out the Besar Kedesh that's possible. For how much meat, which size should the piece of meat be that we require him to go back if he did not pass through Tzeifim? Now, he's talking about the first part, too. But how much chametz, when it's Erev Pesach, in the midst of Bir Chometz, and how much meat, when it's a question of going back to burn the meat up. So, the mayor said kibbetzah. Why kibbetzah? Because tumas eichlin, the minimum, is a kibbetzah. That's why he makes it that shear. That's a shear choshev, for which he has to go back. Less than that, he doesn't have to go back. Even though he was not all about sefer, he doesn't have to go back. If Ovad save him, he doesn't have to go back anyhow. But if not Ovad save him, he goes back only if he has a sizable piece of meat, or he goes back, when he said above, for beer chametz, only the size of a piece of chametz. And what size? The size of the kebetzer. That's the shear of tumasech. Because he goes after the shear of chiyav of chila, and the chiyav of eating posel kedesh, that's posel, on eating chametz, is like kezayas. Achacham emrim besar kedesh bekezayas. The chometz became beitzah. Now, why that? We'll see in the Gemara. Why they make that distinction? Say that. We learned in the Mishnah, if a man is going for a dvar mitzvah, for instance, he's going to shechta korban Pesach, or he's going to mal his son, or he's going to eat the Sudas Eresin in his father-in-law's house. That's the Suda of Kiddush, not Chufet, not Chasen, but Eresin. They used to make Eresin 12 months before the Chasen. So all these cases considered going to important mitzvah, and if he reminded himself he had Chometz home, so if coming back again would interfere with his mitzvah, it's enough to be mevatel the chometz believer. So if he was going for a dvar or a shoes, he has to go back and get rid of the chometz. He has to make bdikas chometz, biur chometz. But since he's going for a dvar mitzvah and coming back would interfere with the mitzvah, so he's potter from bdikas and biur chometz. All he has to do is mevatel believer. That's what it says by Hoylech Lechel Sudas Eresim Beveish Chamin. Or Amina, they ask a kasha now. The Gemara begins with a kasha. You learn the Bais, Hoylech Lechel Sudas Eresim Beveish Chamin. Or Lishbe Shvises Horeshus. Or to spend Shabbos. Not for a mitzvah. Horeshus means not for a mitzvah. To spend Shabbos with friends, not for a mitzvah. And he reminded himself that he has chometz in the house. It won't help. He should be mevatel believer. Yazimayat has to go right back and do the mitzvah of biyuch and bitul chometz, or biyuch chometz, even though it'll mean that it'll prevent him from going to Beis Chamiv or going to Shvisa Sarishus. It's a contradiction to the Mishnah which says that when he's going to eat Sudas Eresim Beis Chamiv, it's also considered an important mitzvah and doesn't have to go back. It can be mevatel believer. Say the kasha. Omer Rabbi Yechon le kasha. Rabbi Yechon says there's two different tanoim and machlekes. Ho Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. And he's bringing advice to show that different opinions about that. And the Mishnah is one opinion, Baisa is another opinion. The Tanya will learn the Baisa. Sudas Eresim the shoes. The Rabbi Yehuda, he holds it's not a mitzvah, and therefore he'll hold like the Baraisa, he has to go back to make biyuch chametz. And Rabbi Yehuda, mitzvah, so since he holds a mitzvah, he's the Tana of our Mishnah, it says, it doesn't have to go back, it can be mevatel believer. Now the Gemara adds, that's one teretz. The Mishnah, it says it doesn't have to go back, is Rabbi Yehuda holds through this eresin mitzvah. The Baraisa says it does have to go back. Is Rabbi Yehuda holds to the sales and other issues. But the house that don't have Chista, Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, be Suda Shnia. Ah, but be Suda Rishayna Divai Hakol Mitzvah. Everybody agrees it's a mitzvah the first time. Ah, for the time you can say Ho beHo Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah and the Baraisa both Rabbi Yehuda. Ho. Look how Shehor B'Suda Shemishna is talking about the first Suda of Suda's Erosin. And the Rebbe agrees that's a mitzvah and doesn't have to go back. He came about to believe it. Shehor B'Suda Shniya, say that. And from now on, all I got it. From now on, all I got it till a quarter to nine. Then begins hard Gemara. Tanya Landa Barai say, Omar Rabbi Yehudi, Ani Lo Shomate Le Suda's Erosin. That's the only thing I heard is a mitzvah. I will understand means the first one, not the second Suda says. And therefore, it's a Suda mitzvah, and if he would go and he'd be, it is discovered that he left over chametz in his house, he doesn't have to go back, he can be about to believe it, on the first two this heirs. But when he's bringing sivlenus, that's a special ceremony. He used to have a ceremony after he was mekadesh the kala and made the students erison once and twice. Then he sent gifts to the kala, valuable gifts. And when the gifts came, they were carried by servants and marched into the house. And he came afterwards and made a suda. That's called the suda of sivlenus, of gifts. That is not called the suda smith. Even that's called a mitzvah. Now, up to now we were learning in Afkamina, what's the difference between Sudas mitzvah and Sudas Rashus? Difference would be, if he has to go back to make Bior Chametz, or he can be Mabatul Chametz believer. That's where we learn the difference between mitzvah and Rashus. Now we're learning other difference. Kol Sudas Shein Neshel Mitzvah. Ain't Talmid Chacham Rishoy Lahanis Mimeno. Talmid Chacham shouldn't have any anoia. He shouldn't go to a suda not shal mitzvah. Fengmoke Gon Mai. What's called a suda is not a mitzvah. Omarabiachan Kigon Bas Kain Yisrael. The daughter of a Kain is marrying in Yisrael. Not a mitzvah to attend such a chasan. The daughter of a kohen being married to Yisrael is not considered a mitzvah to attend such a chasana. Ubas Talmid Chacham Damos. A daughter of a Talmid Chacham being married to Namoretz is not a mitzvah to attend such a chasana. They can do it, but you don't have to go there. No mitzvah to go. That's, if you're a Talmid Chacham, if you're a Namoretz, you can go. Is a Talmid Chacham not permitted to go? Amoretz can go. Gom Rabbi Yechanan Bas Kein LeYisrael Ein Zivu Gon Oile Yafet. Their match, Zivu means their match, will not come out well. Won't turn out well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not satisfied. Ramayhi, what is going to be the result? So he takes a pasuk. It says about a Kein Godel. Kein Godel cannot take Almona or Grusha. It says in that pasuk, Zera Ein Lo. That's for a certain purpose it says there. Not as the Gemara Dawson's here. More use it for a drosha. Omar Rav Chista, O Almona, either the wife will come in Almona, either he'll die, or Grusha, or he'll give her a gift, or Zera Ein Lo, or there won't be any children from the marriage. Now that's a remiss in the pasuk. The pasuk is not talking about this case. It's talking about some other halacha. The pasuk says, "O almona grusha, see, o bas kein." Say like this. Pasuk goes to pasuk, "O bas kein kisiya leish zor." When a daughter of a kein marries a non kein, then so bas kein kisiya almona grusha, or a bas kein will be almona grusha. Vezera einla. So he puts together the psukim. All this, not talking about what we're saying here in our Gemara. Puts together the psukim. That she marries a Zohar, a non-Kayan, so either she'll be an Almona, or she'll become a Grusha, or she won't have any children. We will learn, Koivro, either he'll bury her, or Koivalta, or she'll bury him. Or maybe also the Danis, or she'll bring him to poverty. It's up to here. The Ain is not so. Omar Rabbi Yechon, She is Asha. If he wants to become rich, Yid Beg Bizari Shall Aaron. He should cling to the children of Aaron. He's married into the family of a Kayan. Because Kol She Kayan, She Torah. You know, I was talking to a Talmud Chacham. Who will listen to this? Who learns Gemara Talmud Chacham? So he says, certainly, She Torah. Ukuna ma'ashata. Tere kuna will make them wealthy. It's a Talmid Chacham. Who marries the daughter of a Kayan, so he's going to have a reward, both for his being a Talmid Chacham, and for marrying a daughter of a Kayan. So you see, it's recommended to marry a daughter of a Kayan. So what he's saying, if a non-Kayan marries a daughter of a Kayan, it won't turn out well? and Gemara lo kasha. It depends who the non-Kayan is. Oh, Betampa, is that Talmid Chacham marries the daughter of a Kayan? And that's all right. Oh, Be'amoraz. Be'amoraz marries the daughter of a Kayan. Then we say that he's going to suffer from that. So therefore, he's saying now to Talmid Chachamim, seek to marry the daughters of Kahanim, because it's going to make you rich. You'll get a blessing for that. Amoraz marries the daughter of a Kayan. So even though the Kayan himself is an Amoraz, still, he's going to be punished and marry the daughter of a Kayan. Now I tell stories. In the following stories, some Talmidei Chachamim married daughters of Kahanim, and misfortunes came upon them. But because they were humble people, they said, why was I punished? Because I married the daughter of a Kayan. He didn't consider himself a Talmid Chacham. In other cases, we'll see, some say, why was I blessed? Why was I fortunate? I became wealthy? Because I married the daughter of a Kayan. And either way, he tried to justify the principle of marrying the daughter of a Kayan. So if things didn't turn out well, he said, he blamed himself. He was an Amoraz. If things turned out well, he said, because he married the daughter of a Kayan. In either case, he said, because of my merit. They always try to avoid saying it's my merit. Now, Rabbi Yeshua and Nosiv Kansa, Yeshua married the Kehenes, Cholas, and he became sick. Amari said, it's because Lo Nihalei La'aron, the Yidvig Bizarre. Aaron Arkein does not please that I should join his children. I should marry into his family. That's why he became sick. The Havel Echasna County should have a son-in-law like me. Aaron Arkein is not satisfied to have a son-in-law like me. That's why he became sick. Maybe that's Talmid Chacham. But he didn't consider himself so. That's why he said, that's why he became sick, because he married the daughter of a Kayan. Had he considered himself a Talmid Chacham, it wouldn't apply. Edi Barobi Nosin can't marry the Kahanis. North community came forth from him today, born Ismicha, two children who deserve Smicha. Rav Sheish is Bereda Rav Edi, and Rav Yeshua Bereda Rav Edi. Now, both of them didn't have smicha. Because maybe Rabbi Yeshua, you could say, but the Rabbi Sheish didn't have smicha, otherwise he'd be called Rabbi Sheish. But, my father said, they were deserving of smicha. They were worthy of smicha. And why was Ezekiel to have such good sons? Because he married the daughter of a Kehenes. He was a Talmid Chacham. He married the daughter of a Kehenes. That was a good shita. See up to here. Omar al-Papa. Al-Papa became wealthy. Was known to be a wealthy man. Elo Nasiv Nikans, if I had not married the Kehenes, Lo Yate, I wouldn't have become an Oshir. See, always giving the credit to some other reason, not because of himself. He became an Oshir because of the schus of the Kahuna. Omar Rav Kahane. Now this Rav Kahane was not a Kehen. This Rav Kahane was not a Kehen, or he's called Rav Kahane. If I had not married the Kehenes, Lo Galoy, I would not have to go to Golis. What happened? This Rav Kahane was a Talmid of a Rav. And when standing in front of a Rav, when a certain man came and he threatened to denounce a Jew to the government, to be a Mussar. And the Rav said, it shouldn't do it. And he said, I'm going to do it. So Rav Kahane got behind him and put a half Nelson on him and broke his neck. Rav Kahane killed this man by breaking his neck. Because a Mussar means people will lose their lives as a result of his denouncing them to the government. Now, so Rav said to Rav Kahane, Yashakeh, good that you killed him, but it's dangerous you to remain on the bubble, because the government will get after you. So Rav Kahane had to flee for his life and went to Eretz Yisrael, went to the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, why did this happen to me? I had to go to Golis because I married the Kehenes. I had to go to Golis because I married the Kehenes. Almost, so they said to him, so what's so bad about it? All the more came to the Golis, but you went to Golis to a place of Torah, so what's so bad? So he said, no, that's not so bad, but the way I had to go, I had to run away to save my life. Lo galoi, I didn't go to Golis like other people go. like this. You go to say goodbye to the relatives, the farewell party. I had to sneak out at night to save my life. He had to learn. And therefore, the reason that he had to do it to save his life was because he had married the Kehenis. Let's say that. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Anehenem Mesudos Shuzles Oygele. Anyone who has pleasures from a Suda, it's not a mitzvah to go, will go into Golis. When he goes into Golis, then he won't have enough to eat. That'll give him a kapore for going to the Suda's Roshus. Shenema. Or Oychlim Kori Mitzvah, they eat the stuffed sheep. Kori means sheep that have pillows on them, pillows of fat. They go to the banquets where they ate stuffed sheep. The sheep that are overfed, and they become fat with like a pillow on them. We are golem mitoch malbik, and calves from the malbik. Malbik means a feeding place, a special place where they fatten the calves. Uchsiv, it's written after that, lo chein atu. Now, therefore, yiglu bereshgil, they'll go into golis, the first of all those who go into golis. So you see that golis is a punishment for eating in places, in occasions where not a mitzvah to eat, say that. Today we see it also, people out for good times eating Suda's Roshus. They end up going to Golis, let's say California, and Connecticut, Southern New Jersey. They're all going to Golis as a result. Baita. Tana Rabbonon. Kol Talmid Chocham Hamar B'Suda's B'Chol Mokim. If he's a person who makes Suda's everywhere, it means he goes to Suda's, likes good times. So if Machriv is based, end will be, he ruins his house. His wife will become a widow. It doesn't mean his father. He explained his father that since he's accustomed to living a high life, so he's going to spend all his money too, because he wants to live such a life, wants to keep up with the others, and therefore he'll have to leave his house and start traveling around, trying to raise money for himself. So he ruins his family, and his wife is a living widow. Naomi, she becomes a living widow. Or Mayatem is Gezalab, and makes his little children orphans, but they don't see the father anymore. He travels around. The Talmud, the Mishtakech, and he forgets his learning. He's busy trying to make money to pay his debts, and there he's traveling to collect money to pay his debts, so he stops learning. Or Machlekes, Rabbi's voice, the many Machlekes come upon him. Rashi said, because the creditors are trying to collect from him. He has trouble from all sides because he owes money, because he was spending too much. His words are not listened to anymore because he no longer told me, he forgot his learning, so his words are not obeyed anymore. Because the people see him going from store to store with his suitcase and collecting money. And he said, what's this? A man with a nice white beard going around all the stores collecting money. So that it makes the impression that that's a Talmud Chacham, a beggar that we see on the King's Highway. From a store to a store, these people, and make a very bad impression on everybody. They think they're Talmud Chacham. They're not Talmud Chacham. They're plain beggars with white beards. But they dress like Talmud Chachamim, so they're Mechal Hashem Shamayim. V'Shem Rabbi, and Mechal the name of his Rebbe. V'Shem Ovi, the name of his father. V'Gerem Shem Rala V'Labon, and cause a bad name for him and his children. So therefore, it's very important for important-looking Jews, even though they're not Talmid Chachamim, to do things that will bring a bad name. A Talmid Chacham who does it brings a bad name. Those who look at Talmid Chacham also bring a bad name to others. Frag de Gemara Mahi, what is it they'll call it a bad name? Omar Abaye, they'll call him Baal Machim Tanulich. A man who heats the ovens, he heats the stoves. It means he'll go in houses and do work for people and he won't work. The truth is, if he worked, it would be a good thing. He won't work. But they'll call him a chonef. Chonef means a person who flatters other people for money. He becomes a machim tandut, a stove heater. That's a form they used to say for somebody who is a flatterer for the sake of money. He heats other person's stoves. He makes a stove for him. That the father was a man who danced like a clown in the market. Meraki, he danced, Bekuvi, in the market. When a man wants to go to various places where he collects money, so he becomes a clown in the eyes of the world. So they call the father a clown, and the son is a son of a clown who danced in the marketplace. And Rabbi Amar Bar Melachech Pinchas is the son of the teller, like it means somebody who licks the plates. Now Melachech Pinchas, a famous expression in Yiddish, somebody who flatters other people. He goes to other people's houses because he wants to get money from them, and he licks their plates. Melachech, he licks Pinchas' plates. That's a famous expression. All these expressions are expressions of people who have to lower themselves in order to get somebody to give them money. Say that. A son of a man, Moch, he puts together his coat under his head and lies down. Rashi explained it. A drunk, when he wants to sleep, he can't, doesn't go home. He folds together his coat and lies down on the street with his head on his coat. And so here also, this man is considered a Moch Robert, a man who gets drunk and sleeps in the street. Now, it actually didn't happen that way, but that's what they're calling him, because he's going around always and lowering himself because he wants money. Say that. The last one is Moch. Moch means he folds together his coat rova and lies down on it. Moch, he folds together his coat rova and lies down on it. Tana Rabbanon, lo ilam yim kevadim kol ma sheyesh lo, v'yisa bas tamitachon. A man should to sell all that he has in order to marry a daughter tamitachon. In the olden days, the chosan used to give to the father of the bride, used to give money for the bride. That's how it used to be. And therefore, a man should sell whatever he has in order, if it's necessary, in order to marry a daughter of Talmud Chacham. I tell him, why? She emes, suppose he would die. A man might die, and his children will be left alone, or he'll have to go into exile for some reason. He'll get in bed with the government, and he'll have to run away. So he'll leave over his family. So what's going to happen to his children? So his father-in-law is a Talmud Chacham, will take over and raise the children in the right way. Move to Chlo, he's promised. Shebon of Talmid Chacham. That's a remarkable thing. People should think when they're marrying, this might happen. Why should he think such extreme thoughts? If he'll die, we'll have to go into Golis, because to raise children in the right way is the most important of all accomplishments. To raise children in the right way is the most important thing in life. So he has to worry about it. He can worry about insurance. He has to worry about his children. So if he marries a Bas Talmid Chacham, in case he would die, or he'd have to run away to save his life in Golis, his father-in-law, a Talmid Chacham, will raise his children the right way. That should be his consideration when he marries a woman. What's going to happen in case he's not around to finish up the job? So his father-in-law will take over. He marries a daughter of Namoretz, so his children will grow up Amir. Say that. His children will be raised by his father-in-law, born of Ameotz. It's very important. Marry the daughter to a Talmid Chacham. It's a very big opportunity. Sometimes with sons, we find Rabbonim who don't have such good sons, but their sons-in-law are very good. We find that many times. The reason is he failed with his sons, but at Talmud Chacham, for a son-in-law, he's able to choose. So he went to the yeshiva, picked the best one, find it frequently. So he should marry off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Moshe lein ve'agefen bin ve'agefen. If they want to transplant, or you want to graft. You don't graft. You can't graft, let's say, raspberries on a grapevine. You can graft grapes on a grapevine, or grape branches on a grapevine. So therefore, you're grafting when a Talmid Chacham marries his daughter of Talmud, he's grafting on his grapevine. He's grafting, let's say, blackberries. It's not a fit thing to do. But he marries off his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, it's in the agefen, in the agefen. Right, Dava Noeo Miskabo, something that's nice, and Miskabo means it's acceptable. It'll happen, it'll come out right. But all Yisi shouldn't marry Basam Oretz, Talmid Chacham Shimei Dora and Am Haaretz. Moshel in Ve'agef in Ben Yashneh is like trying to graft grape branches on a thorn bush. Grape branches on a thorn bush, that's not called a good shita. Say that. Dovar Kor, something that's ugly. But what does it look like? Grapes are hanging on a thorn bush. It won't be accepted. They won't grow. Grape branches on a thorn bush won't grow.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor.com. Thank you.